Well, you finally did it, Catherine. You got me to watch a K-drama.
It's about time.
I mean, it was a natural progression. I'm already into K-pop. I've watched K-pop I guess it's like a singing survival show. That's what they call it. It's
interesting.
It's basically like a competition show where they form a group. So they call it a survival competition show, but I mean, whatever. You just have to be the most talented, so.
Or you get murdered.
Now, that would be an interesting twist. They just, like,
talk about
a
variety show, am I right?
Very controversial. They introduced it last year. It was very controversial. No, I wish. But, you know, this seems like the natural progression in my timeline right now, is to watch a K-drama.
I mean, I'm surprised it took you this long, because it took me less long. And I'm not actually that into K-pop. Like, I listen to it, but I'm not, like, especially involved.
Yeah. I mean, the only reason why I mention K-pop as much is because a lot of, there are a lot of members of groups who also, like, act. And
right.
In this particular one, there actually is the main love interest in the show. She's in one of the girl groups that I listen to, Dia. So I was
Okay.
I was like, oh, she has a show coming out on Netflix. I want to watch it.
I just know because I knew about the show because Netflix is like, hey, you like K-dramas? A new one is out. Watch this, bitch. And it was all over my Netflix for weeks.
What's really funny is Netflix will also suggest them to me, but I don't watch any K-dramas.
Because I've watched a few on Netflix, so Netflix knows.
I think it's because I've watched a couple of those live-action anime movies.
Oh, yeah.
And they're just like, oh, you're trash. You might like this.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Well, it's like, I watched one, and then suddenly half my Netflix recommended is, like, K-dramas, and I'm like, oh my god, I watched one K-drama once.
It's that Al Gore rhythm.
It's true, that Al Gore rhythm really gets to me.
So this one, coming into this, I've I'm not gonna say I've never watched any K-dramas before, because I've watched a little bit of another one. But I can't remember what it was called. But it was about, like, an apartment complex. And it was, like, different apartments in the complex.
Hmm.
So it was about different couples, kind of. And they were all, like, weird. I don't really know how to describe it. They all had a variety of, like, random things going on. I think there was one time where they, like, oh, we caught What's-His-Face's little sister smoking a cigarette. And I'm just like, do people really even care that much?
Dude, I'm like, there are times where I'm just like, is this a culture thing, or is it just a K-drama thing? You know what I mean?
That's the real
question. Like, sometimes things happen in American shows that I'm like, that's not a thing, you guys.
I feel like a lot of K-drama, like, at least a lot of the, internal structure within the drama is very much formed by the culture of Korea.
Yeah.
Which is why you probably don't see as many... You don't see as many queer characters and blah, blah, blah.
Right. And the queer characters that they do have aren't necessarily good representations of queer characters.
Yeah, they very much have that aspect of, like, I don't want to say slapstick, but basically slapstick.
Like, they're there for comic relief, but, like, not much else.
Yeah. Like, like, the one guy being in the dress and heels.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, oh, this is, like, humorous. And I'm like, I guess, sure. But, I don't know. I don't know.
Right.
Like, I wanted to laugh at it, but at the same time, I'm just like, I feel like, a part of my brain was just like, is this really funny? Or is this, like, one of those things where they're just like, this is a comical thing that'll happen to a straight dude.
Right. Like, I know I think it's funny, but it's more of especially, I had seen the show before, so I kind of knew that person as a character. So, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, once you, like, grow more attached to the character and their personality, like, when you see them do things, it makes more sense to their character. So I'm like, okay, this is kind of funny for his character. Because it's the whole thing of, like, people thinking he's a pervert. And then him being like, no, I'm not a pervert, I swear. But just making the situation worse by going up to people, telling them that he's not a pervert. He's just scaring them.
Yeah.
Like, if he just ran away, everything would be fine. But he's like, no, please, I swear, I'm not normal.
Sorry, I was looking for a trash can in your room. That's why I was looking around. My bad.
Do you want me to bring it over here?
No, it's cool. I got it. Okay. But, yeah, I agree. Now, I will say that I enjoy the ensemble of characters that they've brought together. Mm-hmm. I mean, the one I kind of know the least is Homegirl, who was like, I'm gonna sneak away at the airport. Yeah. I'm just like, I was very confused as to where she came from, because
they take a minute to really introduce her character.
Okay.
Like I said, this show, most K-dramas, from what I've learned, pretty much all K-dramas are gonna be between an hour and an hour 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And this one, if you look at the episodes on Netflix, are only like 30 minutes, and this is because they actually took the full episodes and cut them in half. So, like, the way that these episodes were actually written was to be a full hour. So, technically, we only kind of saw half an episode. So, really, all we saw was the setting up of things. They're like, okay, we're setting up all the blocks, and then the next episode is when they all kind of get knocked down, and you start, and the actual plot starts. Mm. So, what we saw was a lot of setup, and just like, okay, here are the characters. So, we've barely even seen them, like, start to interact with each other, and that's, I think, where the show really does the best, is when all the characters start interacting. Because the whole point of the show is that it's like an ensemble cast, and like they're all kind of like living together, and it's like, oh, what's gonna happen when all these people like clash? And
yeah,
you know,
well, I am intrigued to see what happens, just because I am interested in the characters. Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much to take away from the very very first other than like getting the setup of the characters. And then, I guess, like, the main character dude. I don't know. Like, I'm trying to... Because when they very... Like, when they
Teo,
first...
Teo, I think his name is.
Yeah. I do believe it is Teo.
Yeah.
It's like
they said it Teo a lot in the first episode, so now I remember it.
Yeah. It's something Teo, but I don't remember what it was, but...
Teo, we'll just, I think, is just his, like, first name, so that's what most people just call him.
Yeah, we'll just call him Teo Cruz. So, Teo Cruz.
Oh, my God. I hate it.
When they first introduced his character, I got the impression that he was, like... I don't know, because he was supposed to be, like, 20 when they first start the series. And then we get these weird, like, leaps in time where we're just like, well, he's been living in this house for, like, 3 years. And... the weirder part is I feel like we didn't see, like, in any of those, like, time skips, we haven't seen his parents, like, just randomly show up.
Right. I still don't fully understand what the point of all those time skips are. I think, really, the only real point is to be, like, okay, like, he's been here and he's been settled in for, like, a minute now. Like, he hasn't, like, just moved into this house. Like, he is fully settled. So I think the more I think about, like, I sort of get the reason why they did it, but I don't think they did it in a very effective way to actually do what they're trying to do. Because I think they're also trying to show, like, how his friends started to, like, stay with him, and how he went from, like, the, I just want to be independent from my parents, to, like, oh, no, like, I am, like, actually kind of a responsible adult now, and, like, can hold my own, and can, like, hold this house on my own without any help. Like, I actually am responsible now.
Yeah.
Instead of just, like, I'm trying to be responsible, it's like, no, I've actually have proved myself. And I think that's the point they were trying to prove, but they didn't do a good job of it.
Yeah.
Because they showed scenes, but they didn't really show scenes that, like, really drove that point home. But K-dramas aren't always known for their effective and efficiency. Like, their effectiveness and efficiency. Like, they're not always good at that. They'll take, like, 2 hours to, like, make a simple point. So, and they'll do it in a very blunt way.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. I mean,
at least in my experience. I also, like, don't have a very wide range of K-dramas. I've watched, like, I don't know. I haven't counted, but, like.
I haven't counted.
Between,
20?
Like, probably, like, 5 or 7, somewhere in between there.
Oh,
like,
well, that's total a sizable amount.
Yeah. So it's not, like, a lot. Especially since, like, they aren't, like, usually a lot of seasons. They're usually one season. One of them I've watched has 2 seasons, but I haven't watched the second season because the fact that it has a second season concerns me.
Do you think it just gets bad?
Yes, but I also have no evidence to back that up. Like, zero evidence. I'm just not used to them having a second season, so I'm like, and it's a Netflix show, too, so I'm like,
Well, did the first season have... Was the first season good?
I really liked the first season. And actually, where it ended was at a place where, like, they could have ended the show. And, like, it would have been fine. Like, they didn't leave any big cliffhangers or anything. And I think they also replaced some of the cast in the second season.
Interesting.
Yeah. See, that's that's another ensemble one. Hello, My 20s. It's very popular.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I remember really I did like want to watch that.
It's a great ensemble one. I really did like that first season. It was really well done.
I think it's in my list.
And I am thinking about watching the second season sometime. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
We'll watch what happens.
Yeah.
Well, I'm interested to watch more of this because, like, once they introduced the ensemble of who's going to be in this show, mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I'm interested. And weirdly enough, I feel like I'm a little bit more interested in everyone but, like, the main guy, Teo. Yeah. I'm just like, am I interested in everyone but Teo now?
I feel like that happens sometimes where you watch a show and you're like, I'm interested in everyone except for the main characters. Cough, cough, Roswell.
It's very true. Although I could kind of give two fucks about Isabel.
That's true.
Somehow.
Roswell's like, I only care about like two characters in the entire show and they are not main characters.
It's the gays.
Yes, it's true.
And also, is his name Michael? Well, I know his name is Michael Trevino. Like, the actor's name is Michael Trevino, but the doctor.
Oh, Kyle?
Kyle, yes.
Yeah.
I'm actually weirdly interested in his story, too. Just because he seems very detached.
I didn't at first, but I do think he grew me a little bit. I'd be interested to see more of it, but I'm also not, like, dying to hear what he's up to.
He's I'm detached not, honestly, from everyone else.
I'm actually
else,
not dying to hear what anyone in that show is up to, honestly. I'm like, season two, I'm fine waiting. I'll be patient.
Yeah, well, we're gonna have to, because it's not gonna come back until, like, January of next year, probably.
That's so fine
with me. Yeah, I was gonna
say. I'm so fine with that.
Absolutely.
I'm not pressed.
See, the thing with... I don't know how we got on this topic, but whatever. I'm just gonna say my piece about Kyle, because I'm interested in his story because he's so detached from everyone else. He's not, like... His storyline at this point is not romantic in any... capacity. No, he's true. Literally the like if anything he's the driving force of the plot.
Well, I do feel like every interesting part of Roswell gets totally overrun by all the romance plots, which is I think the same issue that Jane the Virgin is having. It's like anything actually interesting in the show right now, it's like they're too busy going over this love triangle to talk about any of the other interesting things,
you know,
Sin Rostro.
Yeah, but Raphael won't talk to me.
Haha, you accidentally left me on red.
Let me talk to you. But we're going to keep... I want to continue watching this, you know... I don't even think we said the title. It's...
My first love. The first love? Something first
No,
first
it's
love.
My first love.
Okay, cool. That's what I thought.
And...
I second-guessed myself.
You did. And then you goofed.
I done goofed.
But I'm interested in watching more of this. I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, it's fun. I enjoy it.
So, we'll let you know.
Great.
Gucci.
Gucci.